News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sengupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. German Chancellor Angela Merkel arrived in India on Thursday night on a two-day visit, during which she will hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi on a host of bilateral issues, with nearly 20 agreements expected to be signed between the two countries. Merkel was received at the airport by Minister of State in the Prime Minister's office, Jitendra Singh. She will be meeting with the Indian leadership, besides a business delegation, during her visit. Merkel will be accorded a ceremonial reception at the Rashtrapati Bhavan shortly and will pay tributes to Mahatma Gandhi at Rajghat later in the day. Merkel will co-chair the fifth intergovernmental consultation with Prime Minister Modi, following which the two leaders will make press statements and a raft of agreements will be signed between the two sides. She will call on President Ramnath Kovind in the evening and will also hold a meeting with the Prime Minister at his Lok Kalyan Marg residence. On Saturday, the German leader will meet a business delegation and visit Continental Automotive Components India Private Limited in Manesar, Gurgaon. Before heading home, the Chancellor will visit the Dwarka Sector 21 metro station. Ahead of the visit, German envoy to India Walter J. Lindner had said Modi and Merkel have a very good relationship and they can talk about any issue. I do not want to anticipate what the two leaders will be talking about. He was responding to a question on whether the Kashmir issue will be discussed between them. And the United States Congress formally opened a new public phase of its corruption investigation into Donald Trump on Thursday as U.S. lawmakers voted for the first time to advance the impeachment process targeting the president. Today, the House takes the next step forward as we establish the procedures for open hearings so that the public can see the facts for themselves, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said. What is at stake in all of this is nothing less than our democracy. The top Democrat and Trump's chief nemesis in Congress addressed fellow lawmakers shortly before her chamber took a Halloween morning vote along party lines, 232 to 196, to pass a resolution that lays out rules for the next stages of the impeachment process. Trump has repeatedly branded the inquiry as illegitimate and politically motivated, and he was true to form in his instant reaction to the vote in the bitterly divided House. The greatest witch hunt in American history, he boomed on Twitter. White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham issued a longer statement accusing opposition Democrats of being fundamentally un-American in their unhinged obsession with this illegitimate impeachment. Trump, meanwhile, called on Republicans to rally behind him even as he faced the embarrassing likelihood of becoming the third president in history to be impeached and placed on trial for removal in the Senate over an alleged scheme to extort Ukraine's help to get him re-elected in 2020. The embattled president retweeted a rallying cry from Fox News host Laura Ingraham that called on Republicans to stand together and defend the leader of their party against these smears. The Islamic State jihadist group confirmed the death of its leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi in a statement on Thursday and named his replacement as Abu Ibrahim al-Hashimi al-Qureshi. "We mourn you, Commander of the Faithful," said Abu Hamza al-Qureshi, presented as the jihadist group's new spokesman in an audio statement. Baghdadi, who led ISIS since 2014 and was the world's most wanted man, was killed in a U.S. Special Forces raid in Syria's northwestern province of Idlib on Sunday. The group also confirmed the killing in another raid the following day of the group's previous spokesman, Abu Hassan al-Muhajir. The statement said the jihadist group's legislative and consultative body convened after the 48-year-old Iraqi-born jihadist chief's death. The Islamic State Shura Council convened immediately after confirming the martyrdom of Sheikh Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, and the elders of the Holy Warriors agreed on a replacement, said the 7-minute message. Little is known about Hashimi, whose name was seldom mentioned as a possible successor the multiple times that Baghdadi was reported killed in recent years. "We don't know much about him, except that he is the leading judge of ISIS and he heads the Sharia committee," said Hisham al-Hashimi, an Iraqi expert on ISIS. The Islamic State spokesman also issued a stark warning to the United States, whose President Donald Trump announced Baghdadi's death in a televised address from the White House. "He died after running into a dead-end tunnel, whimpering and crying and screaming all the way," Trump said on Sunday, adding that Baghdadi died like a dog. In the new audio message, the new ISIS spokesman described Trump as a crazy old man and warned the US that the group's supporters would avenge Baghdadi's death. "Do not rejoice, America," he warned. "The new chosen one will make you forget the horror you have beholden and make the achievements of the Baghdadi days taste sweet." And Formula One has presented a dramatic overhaul of the sport with a new car and regulations aimed at producing closer and cheaper competition from 2021, as well as more exciting and environmentally friendly racing. The new technical, sporting and financial rules include a budget cap and represent the fruit of 2 years of discussions between teams, governing body and US-based commercial rights holders, Liberty Media and other stakeholders. They were earlier approved unanimously by the governing FIA's World Motorsport Council, with talks continuing over governance and profit sharing. The goal has always been to improve the competition and action on the track, and at the same time make the sport a healthier and attractive business for all, said Formula One chairman Chase Carey. The approval of the rules by the World Motorsport Council is a watershed moment and will help deliver more exciting wheel-to-wheel racing for all our fans, he said. The heavier 2021 cars are the products of a changed aerodynamic approach with simpler front wings and bigger wheels. The budget cap has been set at $175 million for each team, about half what some of the top outfits like Mercedes, Ferrari or Red Bull spend at present, but still much more than some others can muster. Formula One's managing director for motorsport, Ross Brawn, recognized the new cars would be slower than the 2019 ones, but still quick and closer to the levels of performance seen in 2016, as well as easier to follow and overtake. Also, from 2021, the aim is to double the renewable content of fuel to 20%. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again next week with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Have a very good day and a great weekend.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.